This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. All this week, the news story of Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction has turned and turned again with headline developments that add details and charges to what is already a highly contentious story. NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster is with us. Mike, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.
This all started a week ago, the resignation of that man who led the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq for the U.S., David Kaye. He's a weapons expert for the CIA. Over the weekend, in an interview on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, he had this to say to the host of that program, Leanne Hansen.
My summary view, based on what I've seen, is that we are very unlikely to find stockpiles, large stockpiles of weapons. I don't think they exist.
Mike Schuster, background on this, what does it mean in the ongoing debate over the Iraq war that David Kaye now says this?
Well, it's a fundamental issue of the justification for the war. Before the war, for many months, from President Bush on down in his administration, the administration argued that there was a very serious threat, a danger to the United States and the world, from Saddam Hussein and stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, biological weapons, and even possibly nuclear weapons, the administration suggested, and that that was given as a justification for why there might need to be war. There was also an argument before the war, as you remember, about whether UN weapons inspectors, which had been forced back in by the United States and the UN, would be able to really find out the extent that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Those weapons inspectors went in and couldn't find anything. Now what happens is, after nearly a year, 9 months of very serious investigation in Iraq, led by David Kaye, more than 1,000 soldiers and experts looking for these weapons, he comes back and he says, they're not there.
The UN essentially was right.
The UN was essentially right. They weren't there before. And, of course, therefore, this raises the question as to whether the war was justified.
Okay, next development. On Tuesday at the White House, the president is asked about David Kaye's comments and about the weapons of mass destruction. And here is how Mr. Bush responded.
There is no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a gathering threat to America and others. That's what we know. We know from years of intelligence, not only our own intelligence services, but other intelligence gathering organizations, that he had weapons. After all, he used them. He had deep hatred in his heart for people who love freedom. We know he was a dangerous man in a dangerous part of the world.
Mike Schuster, interpretation, please. How do the insiders on this debate take in the president's remarks? How does this change the nature of what's being said?
Well, the president's remarks were quite similar to ones that he's been making all along. There might be some moderation in his statement. In the State of the Union message, for instance, he said that there were weapons of mass destruction program-related activities rather than stockpiles and actual weapons, as they said before. This represents, as I understand it, a current disagreement within the White House about just how to handle these conclusions that are coming from David Kaye. And there are some in the administration, and the president, apparently the president is with them, that they're going to maintain their view that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and that there were before the war and that that represented a serious threat. But I have heard that some in the White House and in the administration are arguing we're going to have to come clean on this quite soon. We're going to have to put out a statement that the intelligence analysis of what existed in Iraq before the war, upon which the president and others based their judgments and their policy decisions, clearly was wrong, and now we need to figure out why.
Okay. Here's where things get a little more confusing. You're dragging in intelligence on this, because on Wednesday in London, there was the conclusion of an independent inquiry into allegations from the BBC that the British government had hyped intelligence reports in order to gain support for the Iraq war. This inquiry concluded that was false. There was no hyping of intelligence reports by the British government, although Prime Minister Tony Blair had famously said that Iraq might launch an attack within 45 minutes. Here's the Prime Minister responding in Parliament on that day.
The allegation that I or anyone else lied to this House or deliberately misled the country by falsifying intelligence on weapons of mass destruction is itself the real lie.
Mike Schuster, how does the British report this week fit in here, or does it? Is this just coincidence?
Alex, I think the timing of these two things are coincidence, but it's not surprising that the British are wrestling with this issue just like the United States is. The Hutton inquiry, as I understand it, came to the conclusion that there was no deliberate attempt to deceive the British public over the threat from Iraq before the war, and that the intelligence that the British government made decisions and representations to the British public on the basis of the intelligence that was available, and that the Hutton inquiry criticized the BBC for being sloppy and inaccurate because the BBC charged that government officials used the intelligence that they gave to the British public, and they probably knew it was wrong. The Hutton inquiry concluded that that was an unfounded charge. The Hutton inquiry is making judgments about whether the government misused the intelligence that was available, and it's saying no. That particular question is, I think, the question that the U.S. government, the Bush administration, and the public here in the United States is going to face in the months to come.
Okay. Now, this kind of story does take another tick, because later on that day, on Wednesday, David Kaye, who we spoke about earlier, was on Capitol Hill testifying to the Senate, repeating charges that there indeed had been an intelligence failure on the weapons of mass destruction. And here's what he said.
It turns out we were all wrong, probably, in my judgment. And that is most disturbing.
And David Kaye went on to say that it almost would be better if there had been an attempt to deliberately mislead the nation, because then you could fix that fairly easily, whereas if there, in fact, is a massive intelligence failure, that's going to be harder to fix.
Well, Kaye has essentially concluded that there was a massive intelligence failure, and that he blames the intelligence community and intelligence agents for getting it all wrong. The argument, though, is going to get taken a step forward by the Democrats, especially in the Senate, who are saying, well, we're not convinced that this was entirely a failure of the intelligence community, because they suspect, and possibly for political gain, that the administration did manipulate or misuse the intelligence. And there, some in the Senate and outside the government are calling for an investigation of outsiders, a blue ribbon panel, so to speak, to get to the bottom of it.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.